holding in Siman Kuf Sadi Zayin. We did Sif Gimel. We did not finish Mishnah Berurah and Sif Gimel. We're holding Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Zayin. Okay. So we're discussing what type of food we can use to be part of the Zimun. So we said, for the purpose of joining into the group of 10, even a yorek, even vegetables is sufficient, etc. However, Lissar, to allow the day Yesh Chiyuv Zimun Min Earthlam Pas. We really have a Chiyuv Zimun of Pas. Well, Bidin Le'elah Baskar Hashem. So for Skar Hashem, we have to say Shulchan, he ate something. But for the first opinion of it says, but for a group of three, we need all three Eidah Kazayas of Pas, Yurches, the Mechubi Berchus Amazin, because the idea is, Zimun is that three people will get together, and one will be Motzi, the other two in benching. So they need everybody to be chayav in benching, everybody has to eat a kazayah sapas. That's the first opinion. Then some say it's lav dafka kazayah of pas, it's any kazayah of dagan, of grain, even if it's not in the form of pas. The test. It would be a daisa, like a cream of wheat, or it could be lakshin, it could be something of that sort. So the bracha achrona is a bracha of the condensed version of benching. So that also would be shy to the idea of making a zimun. And the third opinion says b'yorek b'chol machol, yorek and any other food. So the Shulchan Aruch only mentions food. Like the Mishnah Berurah and Chav hudin shtiyah with all canal basif. Drinking would work as well, except for water. But Tom Dayazu, so what shot in the last opinion? The same way we said for a group of 10, we can have an individual eating a yarak and that's sufficient, or taking a drink and that's sufficient. So a group of 3 as well. Since 2 are chayav and berachos d'mazon, so one of them can be much to the other. We only do it if we have a group of 3, but the third one does not need to eat pas, according to this opinion. Who shashlishi ochel kazayas shemchuy b'akaponim l'vorek bracha chrona. He does have a concept of saying a bracha chrona. Okay, so he has to eat, it's not just eat a little bite, he has to eat a kazayas worth. So now, the Mishnah Berurah is pointing that out, because remember we mentioned before, for a group of 10, we said you can eat a kol shahu, right? Any amount is sufficient. That the one you're adding into the 10, a kol shahu is sufficient. This was in a bir halacha before. Kazayas yorek. So the lashon of the shulchan aruch was kazayas yorek. He brings that opinion and say you don't need a kazayas even. But over here you do need a kazayas. For a group of 3, you need that the third person should eat a kazayas. Hilkach. The Rebbe says, therefore, 2 people ate pas. So the Shulchan Aruch says, the 2 people ate pas. The third guy comes. So unless if he's going to wash, great. If he's not going to wash, really, we prefer, the Shulchan Aruch says, we would prefer that he doesn't eat anything, not to get involved in a suffix, whether you should do zimun or not. You shouldn't offer him. So the Shulchan Aruch is making this compromise. We should request to this person who's joining them that he should wash and eat bread. Therefore, we have no question we can do zimun. We made a roitza. He's not interested in eating bread. So we said, listen, you know, if you're not eating bread, we won't feed you until we bench. This way we can say out of the suffix chiyuv zimun. But if he did eat something else, so Biryabin will do a zimun. Then he says, so you don't give him to eat or to drink. But the Mishnah points out, we rely on the day of credit to feed him. And wants to feed him, but he haven't, so then we're going to bench again with a zim.
Forgive me for asking what's probably, I think I've asked this question before, I still don't feel like I got an answer, and I feel like an idiot, but what are we accomplishing with zimun if I thought the original purpose of Zima was to, for one person to be motzi everybody else. We don't do that today. So what are we really accomplishing with a Zima?
Okay, so there's two parts to Zima. First part of Zima is the act of Gadol Hashem Iti and Arma Shmayatov. We're going to join together to praise the Kodesh Baruch. So as soon as the person says, Nevorech, Shalchal Mishlo, and we answer Baruch Shalchal Mishlo, we've already accomplished that part of the Zima. We've accomplished that. Then we continue on and we say that the Chazal, in general, this taking this idea of Gadol Hashem Iti and Arma Shmayatov, let's do it together to the next layer. Let's actually have one person say the benching, and other people will be yotze with him, therefore they're benching as one unit. We came along and said, you know what? We have difficulty doing that. So we're going to bench along with him, so we're benching as one unit, because he's saying out loud, and we're benching along with him quietly. And therefore, it is considered like we're benching together as one unit. So we will fulfill the concept of the Rav Moshe Yaakov, Gadol Hashem Iti, Rav Moshe Yaakov, by A, saying Nevorech, and then we answer Baruch, so we are all together saying Baruch, and then by the fact that we bench in unison.
Is this also Baruch HaMadras Melech, or is that?
That would be our fulfillment as much as we can of Baruch HaMadras Melech, because we cannot do it in any other form. Right.
We can't. Well, you lost me. We cannot do.
We cannot do it, but just listening, because we're afraid we're not going to be able to focus.
So, in other words, it is Baruch HaMadras Melech. It's just maybe not the best possible way of doing that.
Correct. The point there isn't Rav. The point is Gadol Hashem Iti. Right.
Gadol to
do it together. Let's praise Hashem Iti with me. I want you should praise Hashem with me.
But isn't that the same concept, or am I not understanding? I mean, Rav HaMadras Melech is.
Rav is not necessarily Rav does not require that one person is necessarily. We could all be putting on tefillin together and we're davening in the same room together and there's an elm to Rav HaMadras Melech. Right? So that exists in that scenario as well. That's why we say it's better to daven with a minyan which has more people than a minyan with less people because of Rav HaMadras Melech.
Uh-huh.
That's independent of the fact that we're doing it together.
So you're saying that if you're in a room where there's, let's say, 23 people, they were about to daven mincha, and they say, oh, you know what, we need to form a separate minyan because this guy has to say his own kaddish or whatever, and so 10 guys leave, and it leaves 13, you're better off staying with the 13 rather than going with the 10?
I'm not sure 13 or 10 is a significant difference, but let's say you have a minyan of 100, and you're going to go out to be join the 10, yes, I would tell you it would be better to stay with the 100.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Dalit. Chaverim shachul keachot. So you have a group which ate together. Some of the group ate a full meal and they're satiated, so they're chayv of benching the rice. Some of them only ate a kazai, so they're not full. So only chayv of benching mirabonan. So what do? Seem kulam yodim levarach. Any one of them can be leading the benching. So mitzvah shivarach oisay shachol kadei sviyah biyotzias ocher. We should give the benching to the one who ate a full meal, preferably. He is the chi of the raisa. Give the benching to him. He'll be much to the other ones. However, if not all of them know how to bench, and the one who ate the kazayas does, so we can do that too. So, misha ochel kazayas, yochel, lahoitzi avsh, oisim shochel kadei sviya. The person ate a kazayas can be much the person ate kadesius. Now, how do you understand that? Let's just explain that. So, l'chara, what's shot? He's only chayv and benching mirabonim. They're chayv and benching mirarisa. So, how can he be much to them? It's a different level of chiyuv. So, the answer, because of arvus. Right? If there's a concept of arvus which says that even if I don't have a chiyuv mitzvah at all, I can be much to you. I already benched.
I already made Kiddush.
So now you need to hear Kiddush, and you're not able to make Kiddush for yourself for whatever reason. I can be much to you in Kiddush based on Arvus. However, over here, Chazal said, like the Gemara said, the Gemara says that, but it doesn't, it looks strange. So he doesn't really make Kiddush, he doesn't have to eat at all to be much to the other person.
Right.
But, you know, he's talking about eating and thanking Hashem for eating, etc. You know, I didn't eat anything. That's, you know, so the more, you know, it says, therefore we expect him to eat at least a kazai. So the words make sense. Saying, He says, listen, let's all thank Kadosh Baruch Hu that we ate from his food. I don't eat anything from his food. Oh, yeah, I did it. I ate a kazayas, you know. So I immediately said, kazayas, to be able to be much, but I mean much of the person not based on my kazayas, be much of the person based on the din of arvus. Okay. Now, this Ramah really talks about a totally separate issue. Yesh armim, she'enu chayv levorach midaraisa im loy shosa v'utayv lishtos. A person who sat down to eat his meal, and he ate, didn't drink anything, and he's thirsty. So the it's not called visavoto because he's not fully full because he's still thirsty.
But it's a chalta, right? So a chalta visavata.
So the mitzvah is a chalta visavata. There's a mandamer in the Gemara who says v'chalta zu achila visavata zu shtiyah. So we are accepting that drasha in a scenario where the person's thirsty. Person's not thirsty, so that's it. So he ate, and that's good, you know. But a person is thirsty, so he's not really finished. He didn't really finish his meal. He's not really full because there's something missing. So in that situation, a person should bedafka drink because he might be undermining his mitzvah deraisa, benching by doing not drinking. I'll drink later. I'm thirsty. I'll drink later. Okay. So now applying the same idea, who should lead benching? Therefore, we should give benching to the one who drank. Again, because he's chayv min harais, and other ones might be only chayv min rabbana. Zog de mishabura. Mitzvah. If they all know how to bench, and some ate a full meal, and chayv min harais, and some ate only a partial meal, and they're not chayv min harais, it's preferable you should give it to the one who ate a full meal. He's survey. There's other people as well who have a chiyav brichas moshe min araisa. Mutashir tiyem gam kain oisah shochel kadei sviya mukhiyav min atar kemoisa. So we have an option of using a person who's chayav on the same level as them. We should do so. Okay. And now it's not ma'akev like we say in the next step. It's just preferable. Mitzvah. It's a good idea. That which you give preference to him is because he's being moitzi them. So nowadays everybody benches. So what's the difference? So then we're not even a mitzvah to you, Machbid. Give it to whoever you want. So we don't need to check out who ate more or less. Now the Shartzian says in Tezayin, because Birchas Zimun, according to most Pesachim, is Mirabanan. So he sounds like if you say Birchas Zimun is the rice, so again, Birchas Zimun was said in the context of benching. And benching the rice is only if you have a sviyah. So if Zimun is a rice, it's in a case where there's Sviya, so Viter, why are you giving him to do Zimun? He's not Chayv Zimun Min Araisa, and he is Chayv Zimun Min Araisa. No, we all know Zimun is Rabbana, so there's no difference whether you had a larger amount or a smaller amount, as long as you had a Kazayas. So there's a din of Zimun, on the, all the people will be equally Chayv and Zimun. Again, so you see this idea, which we just mentioned, that there's really two separate issues over here. There's the Birchas HaZimun, and there's the Birchas HaMosim. So because of Mazen, there's clearly a lacha that you need it's the Raisa and Toli and Sviya. The question is Birchas HaZimun, which is which is two sentences, right? Mikra did it's two sentences. It's the phrase of the Nerech Shachal Mishaloi and the response of Baruch Shachal Mishaloi. Actually, what we do is if you hold Birchas HaZimun is Miraisa, you're not supposed to do a bracha without a hazmona beforehand. So we say Rabbi Simon will mention as a zimun to the zimun. That's really what's happening. Right? I'm inviting you to come join me to say zimun, okay? Because zimun is nevorech and baruch. So we really do a zimun to the zimun, then we do zimun, and then we do benching.
Like in the davar sof.
Okay. Now, so. If a person did not, not everybody knows how to bench, and the person who ate kadei sviya does not know how to bench, and the person who ate it kazayas does, he can write to them.
Are we considered knowing how to bench today because we bench from a sitter?
Their issue was they had to memorize it, and it wasn't very easy to memorize. We have a sidur Okay. Like you put it up, so we do not need to eat at all because of Arvus. Because Reuben and Shimon ate together. Reuben and Shimon were together. Shimon ate a full meal. And Shimon is full. Shimon's chai benching the rice. Reuben didn't eat at all. Reuben came up to Shimon. Because Shimon needs the bench. And there's a din of Arvus. Okay. So meager, then you don't need to eat at all for the benching part. But there's an element of sheker. It says, we ate, he didn't eat. He has to eat easily to kazayas to be able to say honestly, shokal.
Hold on. I remember a while back we had the story of, I think it was the king and, was it?
Shimon Shotov.
Yes.
That's this. We just said right now.
So you're saying he didn't have to eat or anything at all. He could have just done Arvus. He could have benched for the king without eating anything.
Correct. Make rid of it.
So what was the whole point of that story then?
Because he said I can't say shakal no. The Mishmur said there's two steps. Mikra Adin, for being moitzi when benching, I do not need to eat at all. There's a different problem. How can I say shachalnu when I didn't eat? It's sheker. So I have to eat something. They will say the word shachalnu.
But that's part of the benching.
No, that's part of the zimun. And even if it is, again, it's a different issue. Being moitzi you, I don't need that. That's my problem. But I have a different problem. I can't say sheker. So I don't want to say sheker shachalnu. So I have to eat something because of shachalnu. That's what he said. So now, what about this? That's a case, a situation where we're doing zimun. But let's say you only have two people. And one of them is an amorist and he can't bench. The other one is a chacham and he could bench. Right? So, but they're not going to do zimun. The chacham will bench for the amorist. Does he need to eat? So really, let the chacham, if he doesn't want to eat, don't eat. So the whole reason he has to eat is because he has to say shachal. No, that's when in the zimun, there's no zimun over here. So just bench, and be right to him, end the conversation. However, the Magarama says, no, we would like him to eat as well.
Even when there's no zimun.
The for benching, even though Mirais and Mikra Din, I can see somebody else in the bracha without not being chayv at all. By benching Chazar Masak, and you have to eat something. Mirabonon.
Now, is that just for full benching, or let's say just for a quick bracha chorin, like a.
For bracha chorin, for sure it's true. The Kiddush over here is benching. So this idea that we're suggesting that there's a special tikkun d'rabbanan that by benching it's you cannot rely on the regular rule that you're not mechayev and be moitzi somebody because our masakim by benching you have to be chayev and benching to do that. Okay.
You can't rely on what rule? I missed that.
There's a general rule that A. Can you see B? If B can't do it himself, A can you see him?
Uh-huh, right.
Even though A did not chayven it at all. So I can blow a shofar for somebody. I already blew a shofar. I'm not chayven shofar anymore. Right. But I can be mitzvah you. Right? So theoretically, I can mitzvah you in brachas as well. By birchas and a hen and the chazal, we're not masak in birchas and unless I'm because birchas and are not a chiv. They're not a mitzvah. They're just a hekatim for eating. Well, I'm not eating. So what are you saying birchas and hen for? He needs a birchas and hen, but I'm not chayven birchas and a hen. But by benching, which is now that I ate, have a key of meager than the chara, I should be able to moitzi meter raisa. Because I'll say we're going to do a benching like other birchas and a henin. That birchas and a henin, you're only allowed to be moitzi somebody birchas and a henin if you are eating.
What's a hechetimsa?
Situation. Create a possibility. Okay. Now, some say if you don't drink and you're thirsty, you're not chayim in raisa. The Madadorish were mayor of a Gemara of Achalta, Zuachila, Vesavata, Zushtia. So they understand this Gemara, which we darshan up, Achalta, Vesavata, is referring to Hakabon Hashdim Shasal, Achrachila, Oz Chayv Lavorach, Vimlav, and Achayv Elamin Rabbon. That you must drink to be able to be Chayiv in benching. Now take a look over here on the Shartzion. So some say this is the Rambam saying this is the Raisa. Okay. Sevi Ram or Ben Elimazimitz. Rav Persik Mesirul, no, this is not true. Well, Rav Persik disagree. The high drasha asmachta ba'almo. It's not a real drasha. It's only an asmachta. Kavanas the Torah. It's about the sviyam, which referring to not drinking but being full. There's another way to learn this drasha, that it's two different things. It's not part of benching. We're learning out that the chiyuv to say bracha achrona on drinking. Right, a person drinks wine, the chiyuv to say bracha achrona. V'chalta uberachta v'sevata uberachta. There's two different things, not connected together. What we're drashing right now is this shita is darshing, which is the ureim, that it's talking about the same thing. V'chalta v'sevata uberachta. And we're darshing sevata min shtia. So it's eat, drink, and bench. You could learn it means eat and bench. Drink and bench. Each one has its own separate chiyuv. And there's another one more, which that you bench on drinking wine. Okay? Okay. So the Maisa, I mean, the Ramah does bring it. Therefore, if a person is in a situation where they're ready to bench, but they're still thirsty, they really are undermining the chi of the rice according to the Uraim. So right person, well, it's not true. But in a Maisa, there is the Uraim, I say like that, the Ramah is bringing it. So really, a person should not ignore that cheetah, and he should drink something before he benches. Now, who type lishtas? The man of type lishtas, the kuliyama chai min raisa af lishtia. This whole issue is only if a person is thirsty. If a person is not thirsty, no problem. Go bench. Min raisa. And, you know, again, toy of lishtas means he's really thirsty. It doesn't mean like, you know, he's a little thirsty. It means he's really thirsty. Like Rashi says in Chumash that the lashon of Avion is a person who's toyev l'chaldav. He has a strong desire. So we're toyev is a strong lashon. So based on this, again, if we're apportioning benching, which Mishabur said before, nowadays when each person benches, it doesn't make a difference anyway. But a case where one person is benching, the other ones are listening, and one person drank and the other one did not drink and he was thirsty. Excuse me. So he's not chayim in a rice according to the Uraim, and he is. So give him the bench. Ratzalomer, the lefi pesakim mechaber mikodem dimyesh mishem chuyev davar min a rice shidei levorech mitzvah shivorechu lahotzei cherim. If you have somebody available who's chayim at the rice level, we should give him precedence and preference in regards to leading benching. So therefore, toiv lachosh gam l'shita zu shivorech misha shosa arach achilosa lohitzi acherim. The one who's benching to be mitzi other people should be a person who drank. Tu mechuyev bevari min rice. He's vari chayv min rice. Again, im lo yishoisen shosa ein yodim levorech. If the one who drank doesn't know how to bench, the oz yach lohitzi yosa afilim misha l'shosa kama shakosu gam mechar b'linyin k'nei suyin.
And all this drinking is only, we're talking water here, we're not talking about, like, you know, kiddush or yayin or fruit juice or soda or whatever.
Whatever drink, whatever it is, whatever, it's, whatever you want to drink.
Any liquid.
Any liquid. Okay. Shivor misha shosu. I'll be kain. Misasin ochlu l'saiva v'loi shosu. Misasin li ochlu l'saiva v'shosu. So now what do you do like this? Let's say, you know, six people there, six people there. Some of them ate svia, they didn't drink at all. Now they're thirsty. Some of them drank, but they didn't eat kere svia. So if you darshan v'chalta zu achila, v'sabata zu shtia, there's no requirement to svia. V'chalta is kazayas. V'sabata, you drank. You had a kazayas and you drank, you chayv mention, according to this opinion. Most poskim darshan, no. V'chalta v'sabata, you ate and you're full. So now I have on one side a person who didn't drink, so can't fulfill this opinion, but he's full. So if fulfill the opinion of Rav of the person, he's chayv min ha'rais. Have another side, I have a fellow which he's not full, but he drank. So according to this opinion, he's chayv benching min ha'rais. According to the other opinion, he's not. So, but since Rav Paiskim say that this one's chayv in benching mid-arise and this one's not, we would give benching to this person, which Rav Paiskim hold like it, that he's the one who's chayv in mid-arise. Okay.
Question.
Mother Shivarach Oysten Shachlo with Lasaiva. The Chiyav Min Raisel, that's a Poiskim Apshel Lishosu. The majority of the Poiskim hold that he's the one who will be Chayiv Min Raisel. Even according to the Yerayim, it's not like that. The Das Mordechai B'Shem Eliezer Mitz, Das Yechidohi. This opinion is a unique opinion. So you can be machmer, why not? For it, why not? But in a case where it's going to conflict with the opinion of most of the poskim, which say not like this, that drinking is not the issue, sevia is the issue, being full, and this person is full even though he did not drink, and this person who drank is but not full, so we're going to give it to the person who's full. Okay.
So if a person is used to eating a lot of food to feel really full, and then he says, you know what, I've eaten too much, I need to lose weight, from now on I'm not going to eat so much. When he eats what would be, let's say, enough for a normal meal, he doesn't feel really full, but he's certainly not hungry. Is that considered full? You know, he could easily eat more, because in the past he's usually eaten more. But now he's trying to lose weight.
So, if right now he's not satiated, so...
I guess my question is, how do you know when you're, quote-unquote, satiated according to halacha? Do you have to really feel full, or is it just that, okay,
You're not hungry anymore. You don't have to feel full, you feel not hungry. Sviya is not hungry, it doesn't mean full. Right? But the person gets the point, you know, I'm not hungry, I have no need to eat anymore. I can eat more, but I have no need to eat. That's called Sviya. Now.
And if he wasn't hungry to begin with?
Oh, we'll get that. That's the next case of Mishabur. Misho Sviya Kadim Shochel. The person was full before he started. Okay. And he ate, you know, beyond that state. He did not eat. He's stuffing his face, you know.
It's good food. It's
he's saying in brachas, benching. However, he got to the point. He's just stuffing himself. He's not enjoying it at all because he's so, it's sickening to him. Some people do it. They have a sickness. They eat too much. The same way, you cannot be yotze eating achilas matzah in such a situation. And if a person got to the point where his mamash, it's kotzel love, it's sickening to him, he's not over Yom Kippur if he eats it, because that's not called eating. So who then doesn't bench? Okay.
What if you're...
Now, we don't suggest you should do that. Okay.
But what if it's a situation where it's like, it's not that he finds it disgusting, but it's like he's full. He knows he's full, but, you know, then they bring out the ice cream, and he's like, oh, ice cream, you know, I got to have, you know. And he stuffs himself because he loves ice cream.
So then he's enjoying it. So that's the first case. Mr. Bruce said, then you make brachos. Okay. Okay. Simen kuf sariches. Shloisha sha'ochlu v'heim avorchim. Michazachot shaloi ocha. So a person came in who did not eat at all, and they're benching. It's a group of three without him. They're benching, and he walks in, and they're benching. They're saying zimut. Im nichnas kesharmer havorach nevorech shalchal mishaloi. So if the leader has said nevorech shalchal mishaloi, so he has to respond, but he can't respond vorech shalchal mishaloi v'lochayinu because he didn't eat. So what does he respond? So the Mora says oina acharov. Okay, so he says, blessed Baruch Varoch, Hashem's name forever. If he didn't hear the Hazmona, he just heard the people responding, he walks in and so they're saying, and he hears everybody saying, Baruch Shachanam Shalot Techino. So I know, Acharem Amen. He says Amen. Amen applies any situation you hear bracha, so bracha zimun is not less than anything else. If it's a group of 10 which are benching, again without him, he didn't join the group, they're benching without him, he walks in and hears them saying, so what does he answer? So he doesn't say, again, he can't say elokeinu shochalnu because he didn't eat. Omer Baruch Elokeinu Umavarach Shemoi Tamid Le'Lam Bo'ed. Now, V'hu Adin Kish Imo Yisham Kishir Omer Lechem Lo Omer Ochi Mehem Kach Heinu Emacher Umavarach Vachar Oinim. And this Lav Dafki walks in late. He was there earlier. Just, he didn't eat. So this is the correct response. Mishabura Sivkat Nal Shloy Ocha. Mimshasa. Again, we said before, shtia is considered part of achila. The word shtia, achila includes drinking. But using drinking to say the word elokeinu shochalnu, that the prima gadim is not sure. And he leaves it with as a suffix. What to do? So therefore, you may suffix. You would say baruch elokeinu umbaruch shema umbaruch shema tamid alam vayed. Anach rab baruch. Damon Roy, Shia Adam, Etzahabura, Shmazim, and Atzmam, Litan, Shabbat, Hadal, Loyas Barak, who Imanim is. So, don't answer at all. That's like not Derek Eretz. You have this whole group saying, let's go bless the Gospel. So he has to say something. But he can't say Shalchal. No. So what does he do? He says this phrase, Aburuch, and Baruch, Shmat, Timid, Alam, Wed. Let's say he walks in only after the responding already. Kashemar, and Ritzalarm, and the Oz, Yukhalanus, Baruch. He didn't hear the request. He didn't hear the azmana, the invitation. So he wasn't invited. So he doesn't have to respond. What does he do? He answers amen. So it's a regular bracha. You heard a bracha, you answer amen. Okay. Then he hears that the mezamen responds baruch shachanu also. So, answer amen. Tzarech lanos oyda pam amen. Kechol habracha shalom shemei mipi echad v'chazer shemam as a bracha mipi hasheni. I heard Reuben saying the bracha. I heard Shimon saying the bracha. So I say amen twice. We saw before, by the way, if they're saying it simultaneously. So that's already a different issue. Because saying the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk and saying the phrase, the word Amen, Amen, is like saying Shema, Shema, which is also to do, or Moedim, Moedim. So you could do Mishmaruch Kehemavad, you could say Amen, Ve Amen. You don't say Amen, Amen. You say Amen, Ve Amen. Because you find in Tillim, Amen, Ve Amen. But you don't find Amen twice. That's like saying Amen, Chasom to this God, and Chasom to that God. Like, you know, Moedim, so Moedim.
What does Amen, Ve Amen mean?
So it's not two different Rishuyas. I'm saying amen to this bracha and amen to that bracha, but I'm all talking to the one God. He holds it, you know, he didn't hear the whole phrase. You don't have to answer amen. But most of them disagree. We could assume he said the phrase, so you say amen. Like, and b'chol ha'brachos, you're supposed to say amen. Ben b'chol ha'mitzvah, ben b'chol ha'nehen, and you always answer amen. It's 10. You say, b'chol ha'lokeinu, u'v'rach shema tamid l'olam v'ed. Ha'nu sh'k'shama l'am, u'v'rach shema, and then v'rach l'okeinu. Again, you heard that the leader invites, so you have to respond. Y'shama rak lo'inim. So, if you heard the people responding, o'inim rak amen, b'vad, k'nal. What do you do in a case where it's by a sudas nesu'in? So you walk in and they're starting to have brachas. So what do you answer? Brachas nesu'in oina baruch elokeinu umavaruch shmoi tamid l'olam v'ed shasimcha b'menoi. Okay. If you know that when you come into shav brachas, you know, you walk in late, you know, they'll be very impressed. V'achar ha'oinim. He wasn't, even if he was there earlier, he just didn't eat with them. So you do both. You respond to the invitation and you answer, also answer amen. Okay. Okay, let's hold it here.